good morning.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you. Look, you know, one of the great Latin maxims is qui bono, who profit. So who is benefiting from the rising price of real estate?
Well, the survey's pretty clear that it's 65 pluses that have sort of the market, really. And we knew that already. So it's just a kind of confirmation of what a lot of your listeners will be already knowing, is that young people being locked out of the market.
Now, according to ABC News, and this blew my mind, I've had to double-check this, in real terms, housing prices have gone up 90% since 2001. I mean, how can anyone compete in a market like that?
Well, the weird thing is we've created this market with policies and an inflated sort of price range that it's not actually reflecting what we actually can afford, and that crazy statistic shows that. I mean, who can afford a $1 million house? Like, that's only two bedrooms in the outer suburbs. It's ridiculous.
Look, there's obviously a big range of factors affecting people sort of under a certain age buying a new home. I mean, youth and even beyond youth now, people into their 30s having trouble with this. Where's it going to leave people? I mean, are we just looking further out from the city, or are we just genuinely abandoning the idea of home ownership?
That's a really good question. I don't know that we have the answer fully yet. What this survey showed is that only 30% of 25 to 35-year-olds are owning a home, and that's dropped 10% in 10 years, and it's continuing to decline. But what it means is that what's going to happen when this population, the younger Australians, are getting older? They're not going to own their houses. They're not going to have that investment in their own homes. And so we're not going to have that wealth generation that we kind of need to see there so that we can pay for the aging population.
Now, certainly there's other countries where home ownership is not an expected kind of thing the way it is in Australia. But of course, they have protections around renting as well that we don't have in this country.
Absolutely. And that's really concerning as well in this market. It's not just about buying into the market. It's also about what the inflated prices mean for rental affordability. So when you start seeing people being locked out of even the renting market, you start seeing really concerning issues happening, and welfare increases and the need for homelessness services and support services really increase because people can't afford to maintain their own accommodation. And that's really dangerous. And I think some of the things, like you pointed out, with rental support and sort of safety. So at the moment we have sort of leases that can be 6 months to a year, whereas in Europe, in countries like France, you see 10-year sort of ideas where people can rent one property for 10 years and they're protected. And we need to start looking, if we're not going to be owning our own home, then we need to start changing the rental laws.
Because this kind of wide range of home ownership, especially from people looking for investment properties, it's not helping renters, is it?
No, not at all. And we want, I mean, houses are for living in, and I think we've kind of lost that. We think of, when we talk about housing, we talk about investment, and that's not true. That's not what a house is for. A house is for people to live in it. So we need to look at the stock that we've got. Is it actually right for the people that we want to be in that community? And are those houses going to be used, or are they just sort of deposit boxes for people to kind of funnel money away and there's nobody living in them? And that's really concerning.
So, Katie, from your perspective, where does the change need to be occurring?
Oh, from everywhere. We need to start having a genuine conversation in Parliament about how we're going to tackle housing affordability. If we're not going to look at negative gearing and capital gains tax, we need to start looking at maybe other countries like you mentioned and see what other places have done. In Sweden, you can only own one home. So there is no such thing as an investment portfolio of homes. So it's about looking to other countries and seeing how has it worked. How could that work in Australia? But we really need to either drop the prices or make them more accessible. So maybe going back to that first home buyers scheme that we had, 15, 20 years ago, which is what started this whole thing. Or maybe we could look at rental, sort of those rental laws, and at least try to keep people in safe accommodation while we can.
That would be the ideal goal. Katie, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.